Blog Talk Radio.
Star Mom.
Eladrina in the building.
West Coast
finally. You know what it is. Let go.
You wanna rumble in my jungle, but you ain't walk a flock. If I pull a heat out, then you know I'm gon' cop with the red bottom. Plus, you know I got a rock with you trying to go down, then I ain't trying to stop. Eladrina in this bitch, I kill you hoes and dig a dick. My flow is so phenomenal. I murder all you plastic kids.
Yeah, we getting it in, you know what I'm saying? We
we got like a couple of discussions we want to talk about today. You know, one of my questions actually is to all the people out there that use Facebook. I know it's over a billion of you guys out there that use Facebook. And my question is, how do you feel about the people that post subliminal messages on their Facebook status? A, do you feel that the person is, you know, getting their point across in a real type of way, you know, and they're making their point very well known to the individual that they're talking to? Or do you feel like they're cowards for just not saying their name and going on their own, on that person's wall and just saying what they got to say? Or do you just feel that the person is just, you know, emotionally unstable because they always just ranting and raving about negative stuff? Give me your feedback. I would like to know what your thoughts are on that situation, and I'll be checking my wall on Facebook as well, reading some of the comments that I've gotten so far. We have a caller that's calling in, 5488. You're live on Bang Out Radio. Caller 54, we can't hear you. Can you speak up a little bit? You're live now, 5488. What's good?
Come in, caller.
Try to call back again. You know, I think we've broken up, or you may have your phone on mute, but try to call us back again, and we'll be glad to take your call. But, you know, we're getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio with my girl Misty Blue, you know what I'm saying? We got a hot special guest that will be on the show today by the name of SKG, you know, that will be calling me on Bang Out Radio. If you have, you know, any insight on what we're discussing today, give us a call at 661-621-7559. So make sure you do that, definitely, Bang Out Radio. Congratulations to my homegirl out there, Shy Sheen Thomas, you know what I'm saying, that's listening in. You know what I'm saying? She's about to have a baby shower tomorrow, you know. Congratulations to her and the BF, you know. That's what it is, you know. This movement is live. The Coast to Coast MC movement, you know, is a movement that's established amongst all the female MCs in hip-hop, you know. You know, we just want to unite everybody. You're live again. We want to unite everybody together, you know, and let us all network as a female MC should, you know. So, you know, we're going to be going in with some music, you know, by SKG just to set it off and let y'all know what she's all about. I'm about to play an SKG track right now, you know. And if y'all don't got this, go ahead and get the links to her music so you can go ahead and download it. This is actually one of my favorites by SKG, you know what I'm saying? Before we do that, we'll go into another call right here on Bang Out Radio. Caller 9234, you're live on Bang Out Radio. Caller,
this shit at the wrong fucking time, man. Hello? Yeah, hold on. I gotta find an ink pen and I gotta take the number down first. Hold on. Oh, man, where's all my ink pens? Wait, hold on.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Get your money up for a badass
bitch.
Yeah, pimping in these. He got investors on my team, baby. Please believe me.
I'm a banger, they a bitch.
Yeah, I'm pimping these niggas. Take a play of cash, most chicks to keep a stash.
I'm a banger, they a bitch.
I can ride a dick west. Take my pussy out your mouth and club with your bitch rest.
I'm a banger, they a bitch.
I don't care about your rims when you make these 7 figures and you holler at a pimp.
I'm a banger, they a bitch.
Why you asking, can we kick it? You broke with 5 kids, now you know you ain't the business.
I'm a banger, they a bitch.
I don't care about your dick. Hell no, you can't get between me, you and your bitch.
I'm a banger, they a bitch.
Why you chickens wanna hate? Cause I'm sick, you face the shit, see, you know I get paid.
I'm a banger, they a bitch.
Got that good, good, she just let my baby daddy friend beat the brakes off this pussy.
I'm a banger, they a bitch.
Why you talking that shit?
I'm a banger, they a bitch.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Let me introduce myself. I'm from the Compton. Treasure, what they know. you want a butter. I move so swiftly, you can never catch me. Rise to the top while you stay beneath me. T-R-E-S-J-U-R. Do it big, hit the block like I hit the door. I work mini whips, car, trucks, and all. It don't stop with me, no. My whole crew ball, let me tell y'all. I roll with a clip full of fine women. Even you dudes don't want to hit. I ain't mad at your homie. She still gonna be on me. It don't matter if it's now or late night when she lonely. So low, one and only. Ain't none like me. When's the last time you heard a girl flow like me? I'm so fresh, so fresh.
I don't hear anything.
Told me to get in here.
What is he doing here? This is a setup.
Look, Regina, just kind of look at it as emergency. Love or death to me. Boy, it'd be a good time for you to start begging.
Who wants to see me?
Super rich, super fat, never weak, never fat. Super rich, super fat, just for free, just for cash. Super rich,
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to the radio show. What happened? Hello.
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 Watch me do my thing. I got these holes open. I'm riding for the distance like the street that I'm smoking. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. I got these holes open. Watch me do my thing. 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 Like the street that I'm smoking. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. I got these holes open. Watch me do my thing. Watch me.
Watch me do my thing, bitches stay human like a saucer, trying to see the next shit I'm copping while they mouth dropping.
Okay, we're going to get it right. This is Blog Talk Radio. All right, we got you. I see y'all. But look, it's been a little bit of technical difficulties here with the switchboard. If you hear me, press 1 to go live. This is my girl SKG right here live on Bang Out Radio. What it is?
Hello.
Yay! What's up?
Oh, my goodness. It took me forever to get into this.
I apologize for that. You know,
it's okay.
I'm trying to get it together, man. It's all love right here. Wow, this is Friday, and I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you
for
having me.
I know you're on your way to the studio.
Yes. I have to finish up this mixtape, so, but it's
okay.
A pleasure to be on here, so thank you for even inviting me.
I'm cleaning up what I'm doing.
Well, thank you for being a part of the show. You know, I basically, you know, have a lot of listeners that's on air today, you know, some of your fans, some of your comrades that you already know. You know what I'm saying? They're listening in to the show today.
Oh, wow. I hope it's ones I like. Okay.
Yes. You know, I've been telling everybody about your mixtape and everything that you got going on, you know. So that's what's up right there, you know. Basically, you have a hot fire mixtape called Ladies First. Can you tell us about that?
First Lady, yeah, that's a mixtape I did with DJ Sense. He's a part of DJ Drama Crew, the affiliates, and that's my Atlanta squad. I stay in Atlanta, too, so we just decided to put a mixtape out. I'm just dropping mixtapes back-to-back, like, with all the hottest DJs until my album come out, just to try to kind of, like, build my buzz up and stuff.
Okay, that's what's up. So if you can you give all of our listeners out there from coast to coast an introduction of SKG and who is he? Just something brief where you started your career at and, you know, how's it going now?
Oh, my goodness. I come from, like, Blue Da Vinci, like, 95. I was, like, the youngest in the whole crew. This is when E just signed to Aftermath, and I was begging Big Chuck and all them to sign me, but I was like, oh my God, probably like 14, and I was too young for them to, you know, just deal with, I guess. And then,
wow.
I don't know. I don't know. It was just, I've been on my own since I was 14. So I was just kind of like young in the streets, you know, and I just, I don't know, they probably just felt I wasn't ready. So I hung around with the Blue Da Vinci and Big Meech from BMF and the producer S-Class, and I just always stayed in the studio. And then I was being bad, and I had went to boot camp in YA. And, you know, that's when I just was, like, writing. I'm just like, yo, I'm just going to be writing, and when I get out, I'm going to get a deal. And I got out, and in a couple of weeks, I got signed to Death Row Records. And I did the Pac album. I did the Dogtown album. I did stuff with Hutch. Stuff with Corrupt, and, you know, I was just recording. And then I basically had to kind of stop my career because I was pregnant, you know, and I kind of chose, you know, like motherhood instead of the whole industry thing. And, you know, now I'm just kind of back in, and I never really grind as hard as I like. I'm grinding right now. So I'm just kind of putting all my connections together of people that I do like in the industry, because it's a fickle industry and I don't get along with everybody. But for the ones that I do get along with, you know, they kind of helping me grind it out.
That's
so I'm blessed.
That's an inspirational story right there. And not only do you write inspirational and empowering music for the ladies, you know, and the fellas too, you know, I mean, anybody can take a piece of your material and learn something from it and get amped up and be ready to go and get their grind on, get their hustle on, and also be in control and understand their own emotions and feelings with it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I like about your music, you know. So I really want to talk about your whole performance at the Female Hip Hop Honors, you know, briefly. Your performance, It was I think it was May 23rd of this year, and that was a hot award show. If anybody don't know about the Female Hip Hop Honors Awards, y'all gotta Google that and check it out. But she did her thing on the stage. She ripped it, and she touched me so much with one of these joints that she did. You know, she paid homage to all the fallen soldiers, and basically, you know, if you ever lost a loved one, you got to hear this joint. But can you tell them about it, SKG?
I mean, basically, like, the song, you know, and I'm kind of pushing it on the internet. I think I'm going to still put it on my album. And I did a little YouTube video for it. But, I mean, basically, the song was really about my childhood friend who got shot and got killed. And, you know, we were boyfriend and girlfriend when we were, like, real young. And then, you know, we parted ways and got back together when we was older and decided we was going to have a family and all this. And just in the midst of all that, he got killed. And, you know, it was really something close to me. So I just kind of wrote with that song. You know, I really like it because it's just real close to my heart.
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, when I heard that song, my great grandmother, I had actually lost two relatives like in the same week. You know, my great grandmother, my heart, my soul, the head of our family passed away like a month before.
Oh,
I heard
sorry
that
to hear that. I know how that feels.
Yeah, and I had told you that on Facebook before, but I know that song right there. It touched me so much, you know. And if you guys haven't heard it, I'm about to bump that for y'all. This is SKG right here with I Miss You. Bang Y'all Radio, that's what it is.
Who would have thought an hour later you would be in heaven? Dear baby, I'm missing your kisses. I'm missing your hugs. I'm missing thugs making love. I remember us talking late night. Kissing, making up from a late night fight. But now you're gone. I feel all alone. I lost my man. I lost my soulmate. Damn, I lost my best friend. You love me like no other. Had my back like a brother. Protected me and always brought out the best of me. I still look at your picture. Still call your voicemail to hear your voice. It hurts to know you right here. I got your name tatted on my hand. Keep it close to my heart. heaven. Who would have thought an hour later you would be in heaven? Dear baby, I'm missing your kisses. I'm missing your hugs. I miss your thug making love. I remember us talking late night. Kissing, making up from a late night fight. But now you're gone. I feel all alone. I lost my man. I lost my soulmate. Damn, I lost my best friend. You love me like the weather. Held my back like a brother. Protected me and always poured out the best of me. I still look at your picture. Still call your voice. Love to hear your voice. It helps to know you ain't here. I got your name tatted on my hand. Keep it close to my heart until I see your face again.
Watch me do my thing. I got these holes open. I'm riding for the distance like the street that I'm smoking. Watch me do my thing. Watch.
Yeah, man, this is SKG right here on Bang Out Radio, rocking with your girl, L.A. Drina. I got my girl, Misty Blue, you know what I'm saying? She'll be on in a few, you know what I'm saying, with the whole trivia thing. SKG, you have such phenomenal music and everything, you know. So do you have any projects that you got coming up in Cali?
I thought you was keeping it in here.
I'm doing this thing called Rep Your City, and it's a DVD and a mixtape where we're going from city to city, and, you know, just you never have, like, Rep Your City. You always have Rep Your Hood or Rep Your Block, but it's Rep Your City. So who's holding down all the cities? And that's a West Coast project that we're doing right now.
Okay, that's what's up.
So that's with artists that's out, like, you know, with a lot of West Coast artists that's out, new artists, old artists, you know, independent artists, and then we got, like, a full-length mixtape that we're doing with it as well.
Okay. Yeah, I've been checking you out. You know, I see that you're really grinding hard. You know, I love all your album covers and your photos that you got on YouTube. What's your YouTube call where your fans can reach you?
I got five of them. So yeah. One is Female Rapper SKG. That's a simple one, Female Rapper SKG. The other one is SKG Fly City. The official SKG, THE official SKG, Hustle Girl ENT. So I got a lot of them.
Okay. Now, I know you have your own label called Hustle Girl ENT. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just Hustle Girl is just, you know, that's my baby that I started. Actually, I branded it during All-Star weekend, and my All-Star party got canceled on me, like, 2 hours before my doors was to open. So they kind of slandered the name of my company, but I'm in, like, a $500,000 lawsuit because of that shit. So now I just have to kind of rebuild that name up. But that's, like, you know, my independent label, and everything that I do, that I push, mixtapes, albums, DVDs, whatever the case may be, will come out through Hustle Girl Entertainment.
Oh, that's what's up. So are there any other female rap artists out there that you work with?
Me and Jackie O is supposed to do some stuff together, like Cognac from Doggy's Angels. That's my cousin, really, so, you know, I'll fucks with her. But, you know, it's so fickle. Females are so iffy. They so catty. I don't got time for that, so I just kind of stay away from that, because even the females that's out right now or that have, like, a little buzz or whatever the case may be, like, when you try to reach out and be cool, it's like, they catty, you know, and I don't do that. I'm not Hollywood. I don't care about the music industry to where it'll corrupt my life or who I am as a person to where I think I'm better than everybody else, you know, and that's just what you get when you reach out to certain people. So to avoid that, I don't even do that. If a female don't holler at me on something, I don't holler back.
That today it should be gone.
Okay, so
I don't
really
see saying
no, I said I put enough in here to fight.
Would you be willing to work with
that.
Some,
I know,
artists that's out, you know, that might
be. But I could barely hear you.
Okay. Okay. Would you be willing to work with any female artist that's, you know, that's willing to reach out to you?
No, I'm not going to work with, I mean, I'm not going to lie, you know, like, I'm not going to just work with any female artist because I still got to brand myself. It's still, if I'm feeling the music and if I'm liking the music, yeah, but I'm not just going to throw myself out there and make myself available, you know, like, to any female artist. I'm not going to even play the game faulty like that, like I will, you feel me? But if it's an artist and she send me something or I feel it's a project, bottom line, like, with me in this game, what I do, like, people who really know me know I'm about my money. So if I'm doing something, it has to make sense, and it got to be a way that's beneficial to all parties involved, you know. And that's why we kind of fall off on the West, because we don't stay business-minded, and that's why the South and the East Coast are able to eat, because they keep business first. So if a female even approached me on something, we got to figure out a way how we going to make some money off of this project, whether we mixtape it, whether we slang it in the streets, whether we Amazon or iTunes. You know, we still got to make money, and the music still has to be good for both of our ears. You feel me?
That's what's up. You're giving us some real game, SKG. Hello. Can you tell us how you got your name?
Yeah, I used to be in trouble a lot. So, like I said, when I signed to Death Row, I was real young. And I had an incident where I was in Inglewood, and I got into it with some girls, and Suge had to bail me out of jail. And at that point, I was going by the rap name Hellacy, because I had that name since I was like 11. And I just kept getting in the stuff, and he was just like, you are like a female version of me. And he was like, SKG, Suge Knight Girl. And a lot of people thought it was like,
what?
Because I'm messing with him. Yeah, but people, you know, like, I got blackballed because of that. It was just so much. But people thought, like, I messed with him or whatever the case, and it was nothing like that. It was just, I was just wild. Like, I was, you know, turned up, and I was just always in something. And that's why he named me that. But once I broke my ties with that bro, you know, I changed my rap name to Super Crazy Goddess, but I still kept my initials.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm learning new things about you every day, you know. That's history right there, you know. I mean, I'm always remember that right there, you know. So, I mean, you have so much wisdom and insight on the whole industry, you know. How do you feel about just the state of hip hop in general with the female rappers as a whole? Do you think there could ever be some type of evolution in the game for the female MC?
You know, I really don't know. Like, honestly, like, I don't know, you know. I mean, you got to think about females in general. Take music out the picture and just, you deal with females, you a female, you know how females are, you know. It's just like, they have to put the cattiness away, you know. They have to quit acting like they're better than the next person. Whether they feel that, keep that within you, because if you bring that out, then anything you do or touch with the next female, it's not going to go right, because you're going to always be in competition instead of putting your head together. And, you know, two heads are always better than one. So I don't know. Like, I mean, I know most of the female rappers. Like I say, I just turned down a project to get on a project that was an all-female rap project with West Coast female rappers, and I turned it down because I didn't want to do the project with them, because I just knew that it was going to be BS behind it later on.
Yeah, I feel that. I always hear, you know, I try to see, you know, what the insight is from all the ladies in the industry, because, you know, my own personal view is that I feel that, you know, female rappers, you know, even if they can't unite with each other, if they can just stop beefing with each other, you know, I think that will make it better, you know, in the industry itself. But, like, even just, like, the image that you have with your whole, everything that
can you hold for one? Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you just hold for 1 second?
Sure.
I'm sorry, one second. Hello?
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah, we're doing it right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, SKG.
You dropped it in my bank account? You dropped it in my checking account?
See,
that's what I'm talking
about.
Okay.
I bought a paper. You feel me? All my female indie
Right. Okay, look, I'm doing this radio interview. As soon as I'm finished, I'm going to call you because I still need to holler at you about some other stuff, because I need that mic don't project work.
industry now. And, you know, she's giving us some insight on the industry.
Crazy,
you know,
but sorry about that. But, yeah, I mean, so, you know, just basically, I don't know, like, if the females would be able to come together. It's just, I don't know, like, you see, like, the ones that I see on the West grinding, Canary Diamonds, I never had a conversation with Canary Diamonds, but the person who discovered her, China, we all go way back, and I really respect her grind, because it just seems like to me she's business savvy, and she's still young, you know, and she pick and she choose what she does, and I think that's very good. So I like her. I like her grind.
That's what's up. So if you could give any female indie artists out there listening some type of insight on the business side of the industry, what would you say to them?
I mean, just basically, look, this is it in a nutshell. You have, okay, like, rappers go to parties, they buy these jewelry, and I'm just going to keep it 100 with you, okay? And this is probably why some of them really don't like me, because I'm not with the bullshit. They buy jewelry, they try to buy a fly with, try to act like they better than you, but in actuality, the person that has the 9-to-5 job is way more off, because they're more stable, they have more stability. You know, if rappers keep it real with themselves, they'll be okay. It's just like this game is an illusion. If you're going to do music, you always need to have a backup plan. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you have a family, if you have a life, if you have bills, if you have things that you need to pay, have a backup plan until you're really able to make it to where you're on Diddy's level or you're on Jay-Z or Ice Cube level. But every level in this game, the success is different, and you got to figure out which level of success that you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't even know. They think they just drop a single. You don't just drop a single. You drop a single, you have your radio promoter work your single. In order for you to even stay on BET or to even get on BET, you have to have urban radio spins. You know why the West Coast, and this is game I'm just giving you real quick, but you know why West, this is why West Coast artists don't pop off. I don't care who they are. Power 106 is not an urban station. That's a rhythmic station. For you to stay on BET, you have to have urban spins, okay? And urban spins are primarily in the South. See, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, they have the urban radio stations. They cater to Black folks. Out here, we don't do that. So that's why the West is hurting like it is. I mean, most of the urban stations are gone. And if people, if they're going to be artists, they need to research this. Like, for instance, I booked for Nicki Minaj. For her to be a female rapper, all female rappers is hating on her, but check this out. You know how much that girl make off her show? She make down there $100K. I booked her before her album even came out. I booked her for $60,000. Little Kim is getting booked for $15,000. So when you say come together, instead of you hating on this girl or hating on the female that's on top, you have to figure out how can I be down with her so I can make bread with her? Or are you just going to be rapping the rest of your life for free?
That's,
you know, like, that's just real game. People just need to study this industry, you know, because this is really a business. Like, and if your business is not together, you can have all the hot music you want. But if your business is not together, you ain't going to go nowhere. And that's not no hate and shit. That's just keeping it 100.
That is super. That's 150% 100.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm at, like, 24 hours a day, like, I'm up just grinding, just figuring out what do I need to do. And even me as an artist, you know, because I let the music go, I still have to reinvent myself. I still have to get my image right. I still have to get better music. It's still things that I need to work on just as an artist, because I don't have all the time to work on my music, because I have a family and I have a life that's outside the music, you know. But I still have to perfect my craft if I feel that I want to go higher than what I am now. What I'm doing is cool, but you always want to reach for the stars until you can't reach no more. So
that's what's up. And SKG, you giving us some insight, and I know that you busy, so you just let me know when to pull a cord. But I really want to, you know, just, you know, let this caller, you know, speak what's on their mind. Caller 0644, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's happening, L.A. Dreamer? This your boy, Mr. Pills, all the way from the ATL. You already know how we do it. Miss Lady hit it right on. Miss Lady, you hit it. You know what I'm saying? You put it down, and that you just set the forefront. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing else to be said. And it's just real talk. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Pills, you know I am a rapper out the ATL, and you just put it down like that. You got me speechless over here like, damn.
I mean, even in the A, the A game is so different. Like, you know, I be in Clayton County a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, even
Clayton
in the
County,
A,
that's
like,
where I'm at. No, that's where I'm at. Oh, hey.
Okay, yeah, look, I'm Thomas Rosa, right? Riverdale.
You remember, that's where I'm at. Hey.
You Riverdale.
I'm Riverdale. I graduated from Riverdale High School, baby.
Okay. Yeah, already. With T.I., because T.I. from Riverdale.
You already know. He used to ride in my van with me. I knew him all. Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
But, in Atlanta, like, the game is so different, you guys out there. Like, you guys hustle in Atlanta is so different. In Atlanta, they got their own video shows, like, where they play Atlanta rapper videos, like, just on the local stations and stuff. You know, and
real,
it's good
that
if West Coast artists even go out there and pick up the game, because that's why them artists are able to get so far. I mean, and even a summer jam in Atlanta. They summer jam in Atlanta that, 107.9 station do? They book all South artists. And when I ask them why, they said because they support their artists. The radio stations in the West don't do that.
Don't get me wrong, though. It's some, ATLians, you know, they be bubble gum, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Mr. Pills, I'm trying to bring it back to reality. And if you know who I am, you know what I'm saying? You already know what the business is. That's the bottom line. You know, you can go check me on Reverb. You can check me wherever you want to check me out at. But when it's said and done, Mr. P is real deal, no doubt.
I'm going to check you on Reverb. How you say your name? Spell it.
M-R period P-I-L-L-Z, like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Already.
P-I-L-L-Z.
You know what I'm saying? My,
you said P-I-L-L-E-D or D?
No, P-I-L-L-Z, you know what I'm saying,
Z,
like Pills, a.k.a. the Doughboy, you know what I'm saying, my video on YouTube, my brand new video featuring my man Monte Carlo. If you know Monte Carlo from Riverdale, you already know how it goes down, you know what I'm saying, so check it out, you know, YouTube, boy, and hey, it's official like a referee with a whistle, blow it loud, too. But Ms. Lady, you're doing your thing. I hear everything you're saying, and that's real deal for sure. L.A. Drina, already know, sweetie. Well, you already know how we're going to do it.
Oh, you know, that's what it is, you know. We're getting it in right here.
No doubt, if you in the A in the next week or so, your boy finna have that release party, you know what I'm saying, and it's going down like that. It's going down like that, so.
Okay, I found it. Mr. Pills featuring Monte Carlo. Okay.
Already.
You know DJ Brad? You know the Legion? Hey, you know the Legion of Doom, DJ? You know DJ Brad?
I know everybody. I know everybody.
Okay.
Down here, I'm certified down here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm going to look at your video.
And we already over like 250 something without major, you know, exposure. So, you know what I'm saying? But like you said, you got to keep that grind going on. It's just not just sitting up in there thinking you sitting on a single, you know what I'm saying, a one-hit wonder. Who the hell want to be a one-hit wonder? I sure don't. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure that my music speaks for itself. I'm trying to make sure that I make classics. When I write, I don't write just to get in the studio and be like, well, okay, this all right. No, partner, I'm going to make sure my fans love it. If I ain't feeling it, guess what? Mr. Pills ain't going to do it. If I come up in your studio and I ain't feeling what on it, I ain't finna do it. So take advantage of your own talents. Understand that you are you, and that's all you can be in the end. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get me there right here on Bang Y'all Radio.
FKG, you know, I would like to, you know, let all the listeners know, besides the fact that you are an entertainer, you're also an author. So can you tell them about your book that you got out?
Yes, my book, The Diary of Felicia Choice, Part 1, is doing really good. I'm so excited because Part 2 come out on my birthday, December the 7th. And basically what it is, it's just my life story, you know, just everything I went through growing up in the industry. And, you know, I was just really hoping to inspire another young girl who went through this stuff, you know, like me. And, I mean, shit, probably 50% of 80s babies, they probably went through the same thing with their parents on drugs, you know, just being around gangs and, you know what I'm saying, just stuff that kids shouldn't have to go through. And I just put all my emotions basically on paper and wrote a book. And, you know, my book is doing really well. And part two of it come out in December. And each year a new part drops. So next year part three, the year after that part four, and it'll just keep going on and on.
Oh, yes. Following that, you know, all you female artists out there that's listening in, and males alike, you know, I mean, you can be inspired by this lady right here. She's getting it in, you know, she's a certified boss in her own right. You know, she's making her money, she's making her move, she's showing us how to grind and hustle in this industry right here. And y'all hearing it right here on Big Out Radio. I mean, she's doing her thing. We got a caller that's calling in. Caller 4902, you're live on
Bengal
Radio.
Yeah, yeah. What's poppin', LA Adrenal? You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Headache. I was just calling in, you know, give you support. You know, you're doing your thing, you know, on Bengal Radio and all that, you know, all good little things you're doing, though. You know, I was just, you know, listening in, you know, on your PMMC Friday show, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate, you know, all the good things you're doing for these lovely females out here. You know, to bring, you know, the females back on, you know, on top. Top of the game, though. Know, I was just calling you, you know, to give a shout out to you, LA Drenner. You know, period did coming real soon.
Oh yeah, that's what's up with it. That's what's up. I appreciate that all the time. You know, I got Miss SKG, the one and only, is in the building. I done learned some new stuff. SKG.
That's where it is.
Yes. She's getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. We're talking about her book, you know, that she's got out, and she's got a whole series, you know, that's just going to keep coming. You know, that's inspirational for all my ladies out there, you know, that they got families and, you know, they trying to make balance in their careers and stuff. This is motivation right here for you, you know, whenever you thought that you couldn't do it. I mean, I'm inspired by you myself, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of your life story, SKG, you know, I can totally identify with it, you know, growing up and, you know, being responsible for myself at an early age, group home. A lot of people don't know that about me, but they'll find out, you know, in the later part.
That's what it is.
Like in the industry, that's what kill me, like, with a lot of females, especially coming out the West, like, you know, I just think the image-wise, because I dealt with that for a long time, because I was still trying to find myself and going through so much in my life, but it's just like you don't have to be so hard, or you don't have to portray an image that you really aren't. Like, it's okay. You don't have to, now it's like the fad, like, to be a gang member, or you don't have to do all that. Just be who you are, you know? I don't know. I think that's, like, really going on now, and it's really not, in my eyes, it's not that good.
So how do you maintain being such a graceful young lady? You know, I mean, you are so graceful with everything that you do. You know, if you didn't tell everybody about the hardships or the things that you went through in your life, they wouldn't even know that just from meeting you as a person.
I mean, because I work on myself, you know, like my daughter is 9 years old. My oldest, she's 9 years old. And honestly, I didn't have my daughter at gangbang functions when she was little. I mean, I done been to jail for hitting people with my car, stabbing people. I mean, I will fight at the drop of a dime. Like, if a person really know me, like, not the rapping, just who I am, Halicia, you know, who my book is about, I was just super turned up. And, I mean, you know, and it's sad because when I see females now, it's like, yo, you don't have to be like that. And even now, it still be a test for me, especially if it's an ignorant female, you know? And it's just like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want my daughter to grow up and go through stuff I went through. I want her to grow up and be a young lady.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want her to grow up all rough, because when you be rough, it takes your looks away. It takes your beauty away. You know what I'm saying? And I deal with that now. Like, even my homegirls are still my homegirls that gangbang or that's in the streets or that's turned up. I can't kick it with them how I used to kick it with them, because I'm not that person no more. You know, like, I'm just a totally different person, and everybody around me see that. And it's just like, I can't be in a negative situation, but at the same time, it's like, you know, like, I'm not a punter. Like, I, you know, like, don't test me. You feel me? But I'm just, I don't want to be that person. I'd rather be the person that I found that I like being. And, you know, even like, with my albums coming out in my book, I wanted to do some motivational speaking because I really wanted to mentor to the girls that's in juvenile hall or that's in youth authority, because I was there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or that's in group homes. I was in group homes. I was in foster homes. I was a person where people told me I would never amount to shit, or I will never be nothing. I'm a die a hoe, or I'm not no rapper. Only rapping I'm going to do is my legs around a nigga. Like, I had a real rough story. But now I can leave my big house and get in my Benz or my other truck and roll and be happy and show my daughter, like, you know, it's cool. You feel me?
That's
like. Yeah, so I like to be this person. I think everything that I have in life now, I worked hard for. I think I deserve it. I think I've been through a lot, and I think I'm growing. I still have a lot of growth to do, but I think it's going to be okay. And, like, even with my music, if God wants me to reach the level of success I feel I deserve, I will. If not, then I'll venture off and do something else and just keep music as a hobby and write my books.
That's right, that's right. You have another caller calling in, caller 9234. You're live on Bengal Radio.
Yeah, this is a girl, Evil Teen, on the scene from Baldwin Hills. You know what I'm saying? And yo, co-host, man, she talking some real shit. You know, I could relate to everything you were saying, though. You know what I mean? And it's about persevering, you know, through your storms in life, you know. I wish all seas, East Coast, West Coast, down the dirty South, much love and respect. And if you don't believe in your dreams, mommy, who will? You feel what I'm saying? You know, you're talking to somebody that's, you know, straight from the gutter. But guess what, though? I'm making it one day at a time, you know. I ain't where I want to be, but I'm a damn sure lot better than where I was before. You feel what I'm saying?
And that's all it is. Like, you know where you are today, but you don't know where you're going to be tomorrow. And it's just like this. The person who they thought will finish first will finish last, and the person who they thought will finish last will actually finish
first.
Right, you just always got to, you know what I'm saying, just keep that. Like, you know, you just, and one thing with me, like, even with the rap females, if I don't like you, I'm not going to speak to you. And if you speak to me, I'm not going to say anything, because I don't share that in my circle. You know, you just,
that's,
I mean,
real.
Really, in this game, you just got to do you, and you just got to keep it 100 within yourself. You got to be the same person who you are when nobody is around. You got to be
that's
that same
that
person
point.
When you step out in these streets. You feel me? And that's just what I
teach. That's real right there.
Hey,
but I also want to give a shout-out to my sister, L.A. motherfucking Drina, from that old rugged-ass east side of Los Angeles. You feel me? I love you, little sis. You know, thank you for everything, you know, you ever gave me and believed in me, you know, when I didn't believe in myself. And you know that love is right back at you. We've been bumping. Look at me now all motherfucking day. You feel me, though? You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I appreciate that. You know, I love y'all and everything, you know, and that's what it is, you know. I mean,
well, you got to love me, too, because I got your name on my leg. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody thinking my wife and shit, you know. So I got to love you. I'm your number one fan. You feel me, though? And I just want to let you know, homegirl, you know, I support, you know, the Film C movement to the max, you dig? And you got much love coming from Evil T from that rugged ass east side, though. Send me though. I'm out.
Okay, well, send me a Facebook request.
That's right. And I'm gonna tell you.
Buy my album, bitch.
Hey,
that's some real shit. I have no problem with that. Not at all.
You got to check her out, because she got some of that gangster with it, too.
Hey,
she,
man.
Why
y'all bring this shit back, y'all need to bring that motherfucking Seawalk back, because it's missing in all the motherfuckers.
We hear you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got SKG in the building. We got this, I mean, to me, this one track I got up here, it's called Badass Bitch. I mean, this track, I've been bumping this track for about the last 2 months, you know. It's in my iPod, all of that, you know what I'm saying? I've been digging this track right here. And if you out there and you DJing, if you don't got this song in your rotation, you missing out on something. You need to get it in there. It needs to be in your rotation. It needs to be in the clubs, because this is what the female MC is doing right now. This chick, SKG, she's going hard with it, you know. We got another caller that's calling in, 4659. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
They probably just wanted to tell SKG they love him and shit. Shit, where can you sign? Shit, that's probably what it is. Hurry up and get that call. Shit.
Yeah.
You have to keep her on because she is super tight.
You got to tell
her. Man,
shit.
I need to bring back the Lee sexy motherfucking ass from back when. Shit, that shit will have everybody video. Everybody will be back hopping. We might lose some goddamn weight. You feel me, though? Because I know it seemed like when I quit walking, it seemed like a nigga getting a push. I'm going to have to bring that back. Run that back.
Live on Bang Out Radio. 4659.
Yo, what's up, L.A. Drinks? This K-Wise. What's going on?
What's up with it, K-Wise? I'm chilling with SKG right now on Bang Out Radio. We getting it in, you know?
Oh, yeah. I hear the super crazed goddess on the phone on the Bang Out Radio. What's going on?
Hi.
Yes. SKG, I mean, she's got this whole graceful girly
personality.
So down to earth ass, nigga. The lyrics is so damn ferocious and beast mode. I mean, hey, yeah, that was your
awesome. Nicki Minaj, better watch out. Shit. And that's real, because everybody ain't into them plastic bitches, and that's real talk.
Yeah, I love to hear people that keep it 100 on the show, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
That's real.
You know? So, I mean, we've been doing this all day.
I'm in the station every time the bitch come on. Please believe it.
I was doing some rap trivia earlier in the show. You know, I asked everybody out there who's listening in to call in and give us the answer to this question. This trio is considered to be the best female rap act of all time, winning 5 Grammys, numerous other awards for songs like Talk About Sex, I'll Take Your Man, and Shake That Shake Your Thing. So you can choose between these 4 rappers. L. Trim was a female rapper group back then. TLC, Salt and Pepper, or JJ Fab. What do you think that is, SKG?
That is so Salt and Pepper. I'll Take Your Man right out the box and put him on the mop. I used to sing that when I was little. I had run your eyes and stomp your feet and keep huffing and puffing out your feet.
That's all we had us turned up back then.
Yeah.
Hey, have you noticed how Salt, like, forgot where she came from because she got married, though? Like, she be on some old self-righteous ass shit. They need to counsel that bitch and replace her. Have you seen her on the show?
I think she's still performing her song.
She's like turned, and she should change her name from Salt to Nun. That bitch acts like a nun with that long ass church skirt on up there performing like that. She gonna fuck everybody up here trying to get it in. You feel me, though? That long ass little Teresa skirt on. She had on that show.
She's performing in a church
another
skirt.
No, Salt from Salt and Pepper. I was watching her. You know, Pep, she's trying to get it in. And Salt fucking her shit up because Salt is married, you know, which I feel like, because next Friday, I'm going to be getting it in at the courthouse, getting married. Tell me, though, but I'm still not wearing no Mother Teresa skirts. Matter of fact, I got on some booty shorts right now.
Oh, wow.
Because it is. Do I call it?
We we have another caller that's calling in. If y'all don't know, we rocking with your girl, FKG, live on Bang Out Radio today. So all the callers calling in, call
I swear,
in
this is the best blog radio interview I have.
Yes. Caller 3217, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
That's right.
What it do?
Marley B, y'all know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Caller 3217 is me.
what's
good
up,
with y'all, man? I want to introduce myself to your guest. I really love her opinion and how she takes the initiative to not be a follower, you know what I'm saying, and have her own mind, you know what I'm saying? And it's people, you know, it's more leaders born than it is followers. But, you know, a lot of people waste a lot of their time following before they realize that they actually were a born leader.
You
and some people don't want to take. Some people also don't want to take their role as a leader. You know what I'm saying? But it's people like your guest, SKG, you know what I'm saying, myself. Like, I just take it upon myself to be a leader. Like, I don't feel right following. And, you know what I'm saying, in a, say, I don't know if it's like a group of people or the same actions or thinking pattern or what, but I don't know. I'm just always thinking different, trying to make a different approach. If it's a million ways to skin a cat, then I'm just going to go ahead and try, you know what I'm saying, all of them but one.
You
know?
Right.
As female artists, we already
and leaders can come together too, though. But
right.
Two leaders can agree as well to make something
that would
happen.
Be? You know how powerful that would be for a group of leaders to come together and actually lead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And do something. And as a person that's been raised on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, born and raised on the West Coast, I always noticed that we have a hard time. I don't know. Some people don't agree with me, but I think, from my opinion, my eyes, we have a hard time coming together and staying together and staying on one accord. Because a lot of time we come together, have a powerful idea, bam, and then the delivery, you know, goes through and then people want to branch off and do their own thing. But it's not about that. You know what I'm saying? It's about unifying. The longer you unify, the easier it will be for y'all to branch off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that a lot of people need to really tune in to this show and tune into life and realize, you know what I'm saying, coming together is what it's about, real talk. Like, support each other, not just say I support you, not just click like on people's comments on Facebook, but really support each other, call each other, chop it up, you know what I'm saying, see what you could do about getting each other to fly out to do these shows together and not just do collabs and keep emailing each other songs and stuff like that, but really participate with each other. You know what I'm saying? This world ain't just built on a whole bunch of talk, you know what I'm saying? Talk is bullshit, you know what I'm saying? But you really got to make moves and do stuff. You got to get out and really take action and put your money where your mouth is, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well said.
Man, SKG, I'm so glad you came through today.
I'm happy to be here.
We then brought everybody intellectual side out, like.
Yes, because if anybody has never seen a live SKG performance, you got to check her out. Follow her. Find out where she's doing her shows from coast to coast because she do give a hot performance. You know, like I said, when you hear music, you can feel it in your soul. You know what I'm saying? She got those hot joints right there. We got another caller calling in, 9981. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Can I get a whoop? Hey, it's your girl, Topaz. Okay, what's good, L.A. Gina, baby?
What's up with it, mommy? What you up to?
Girl, driving this heat, you already know.
Yes.
Yeah, so we got our guests, baby. I hear you. I'm digging everything you're doing, baby.
Thank you.
I mean, trying to get it in, you know, with SKG, man. This is one of, this female MC right here is an inspiration to me in my own music, you know what I'm saying? That's why I kind of did some little tricks to, you know, change up the little time just so I could get you on. Because, you know, my show is actually from 4 to 6. But I really wanted you on the show.
Oh,
today.
Really? Thank
yeah.
you.
That's
yeah,
what it
know.
Is. I mean,
this
Bang Out Radio, love. I mean, we appreciate you coming on to Bang Out Radio. You did?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I think it's really good what she's doing with the female rappers. I mean, you know, like she said, I'm going to blog about this. And you know what I'm saying? I really think that other females should blog about it too. And what else I think I'm going to do, actually that I don't think I'm going to do, I am going to do, I have, I'm going to be in XXL and I'm going to put the website in XXL, you know, and tell other people to support it on the magazine. So that should be out in a couple of months.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What
I'll
it is.
And you know what, SKG, on a personal note, because I mean, like I told you, I identify with everything that most of the stuff that you talk about in your life story. I mean, just because you are the female MC that you thick with it, you know what I'm saying? You thick with it, and I'm thick with it too, you feel me? So I got to support that. You know what I'm saying? And not just because.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's so bad because I wasn't thick with it at first, girl. It just. I'll be like, this, you know, matter of fact, I'm about to go get my liposuction done, and I'm real excited about that.
Well,
okay.
I mean, just the fact that you got your. I really like the fact that you still decide that you're going to perform and you still decide to make your music because, like, me as myself, you know, I heard so much stuff about image and all that stuff that I need to lose a lot of weight in order for me to really get in the game. I did shake down some, you feel me? I shaved down over the past few months, but I still got my little curviness going on with it, you know, and I just
think...
I mean,
you know,
you gotta be comfortable with yourself. You know, like,
right,
with me, I was real slim, and I have my kids, so, you know, like, with kids, they blow you up, and I'm just like, I want to be back to how I was, you know, before I had my kids, and I'll diet, and then I'll stop. I'll diet, and then I'll stop, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to get lipo, I'll stick with the diet, and I should be good, and I'm going to film everything, like, because I have a documentary that's going to go on Ion Television, in December when my book is being released. So I'm going to film my whole liposuction. I'm going to film everything, you know, just to show other females, like, if it's something that you want to do, you can do it. And I hear everything. They'll be like, oh, she got fat. She is like, yo, okay, it's cool. But guess what? I'm still in my kitchen cooking some big-ass meals and eating some fried chicken, and I'm full. So whatever. But
what
I bounce back, you know. And, I mean, now I'm just like, I got to get my liposuction in order just to feel right about myself. And I don't think it's nothing wrong with getting it, you know? I mean, shit, you got all these other girls getting booty implants and breast implants.
Everything
else.
Why you can't get it?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm about to get me some butt implants from the swap meet. I mean, the kind that you
wear a hoop it. Jenna, you are just bust out.
Hey,
that shit right there is live.
Hey, so
and it's not a gay. It's not a gay.
Whatever makes you happy, honey.
Whatever. That, and it's live, everybody, on Bang All Radio, and it's not a game. You know what I'm saying?
No, and then you know what
it's bad. Right.
It's like Nicki Minaj came out, and she just came out with this banging body, so now you like, shit, you really got to step your game up. You just can't be slim now. You got to be slim with big breasts, big ass. Cause
yeah, big ass.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm pretty much up there. You know what I'm saying, in the age range as far as over 25. And a lot of people look at Marley B. You know what I'm saying, my pictures. I look just like my pictures. You know what I'm saying. I'm not one of these people who, except for the ones that's animated like cartoons. I mean, that's obviously not me. But my actual pictures,
go ahead,
you know, I look like. And my thing is, I was a late bloomer. At a young age, I always had a big nose, you know what I'm saying, and I always was skinny and had the big lips, and you know what I'm saying, and dark skin, and a lot of things that would have gave an insecure person a complex had my mother raised me that way or had I allowed, you know what I'm saying, peer pressure to pressure me, you know what I'm saying. I always was never under the influence. I always thought over the influence, you know what I'm saying. So my best friend, 15 years is a full figure. Hot, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my best friend. She always has had curves. She always been top heavy and had, you know what I'm saying? We went to Lane Bryant. We was in high school. I'm like, who is this? What store is this? What do they sell? She like, girl, you don't know nothing about this. This is for people with real woman bodies, you know what I'm saying? And ever since then, it's never been an insecure thing for her or for me, you know what I mean? And that has a lot to do with staying in a long relationship as well, but
anyway.
I mean, and even with me, I'm still in my 20s. Cause and then people think, like, oh, I'm 30, like, I'm still in my 20s. I'm married, you know what I'm saying? And my husband likes my but then to other people, because I have an image to it, kind of like, oh, she got fat. So it's like, damn, okay, now I got to fix that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that, I guess that's just the industry.
I think that you're still hot the way you are too. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, that's just,
people like you.
You know what I'm saying? She has had a personal, you know what I'm saying, not really issue, but she has always been, you know what I'm saying, a full figure female. And then Tyra Banks going from being really thin to being, she basically is full figured. Come on now, she's thick. She's not no six. And so
she's black.
She black.
Yeah. She got hit.
Yeah.
We got a caller calling in. 4902, you're live on Big Eye Radio.
It's different, friends.
What's going on? What's going on out there, ladies and big scoop? You know what I'm saying? Star Bob Records coming soon. What's happening?
What's up with the scoop? I got my girl SKG on the line with Marley B. We doing it right here on Big Eye Radio. Topaz with Shay in the building. What's up with it?
What's going on? What's going on? I hear y'all over there chopping. I want to cut in.
Oh, yeah. The fellas are always welcome. What's good?
Hey, man, what's going on, SKG?
Hi, how you doing?
All right. Hey, long time no hear from. What new music you got out? You know, I was a big fan of, you know, the Death Row days, you know?
Oh, thank you. Right now I'm just pushing on mixtapes. I got a mixtape in the streets right now with me and Spider Low, hosted by Lazy K, and then I got an internet mixtape with DJ Sense, and I got a mixtape that's about to drop with DJ Corrupt, and I got some features from Mike Jones, Rich Boy, and I'm trying to get J.O. Felon to get on a song with me.
Yay,
okay. Yeah, so you trying to push the line again, push the issue, huh?
Yes, you know what, I am. I'm just really, like, grinding right now. I don't want my time to pass me by, so I'm just really, you know, on grind mode right now.
That's right.
I want y'all to hear one of SKG's tracks. What you got to say, Mr. Scoop?
Oh, no, I want to hear something. I got to hear something. I'm floating through this traffic here.
Okay, well, we about to hit y'all with baddest female rapper SKG with this tune right here. This is dope. Bad ass bitch. Here we go. Bang Out Radio.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Get your money up for a bad ass
bitch.
Yeah, pimpin' engines. He got investors on my team. They receive, believe me.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Yeah, I'm pimpin' these niggas. Take a plate of cash. Most chicks, we keep a stash.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
I can ride a dick wet. Take my pussy out your mouth and club with your bitch rest.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
I don't care about your rims. When you reach seven figures, then you holler at a pimp.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Why you asking, can we kick it? You broke with five kids. Now you know you ain't the business.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
I don't care about your chick. Hell no, you can't get between me, you and your bitch.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Why you chickens wanna hate? Cause I'm sick, you face the tits, and you know I get paid.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Got that good gushy gush and let my baby daddy Fran beat the brakes off the foot.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
What's talking that shit?
I'm a bad ass bitch.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Girl, I'm a bad ass bitch.
What's talking that shit?
I'm a bad ass bitch.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Girl,
I got money in the bank.
I'm a bad bitch and I can take it.
I got money in the bank.
I'm a bad bitch and I can tell it.
I got money in the bank.
I'm a bad bitch and I can take it.
I got money in the bank.
I'm a bad bitch and I can tell it. I'm a bad ass bitch.
Boy, going for your dick, you better bring home the cheddar or your ass out with the weather.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Yeah, I got my own truck. Got my own house and I got my own club.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Yeah, I'm branded out the game. I don't rock with fake lanes. Hold no weight to the name.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
I ain't gotta turn the trick. I send my boys up in your house and rob your ass for your chip.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Pimp niggas to flip the figures. SK, you're a mess with million-dollar nigga.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Yeah, I'm queen of the city. Nothing to a boss to pick a nigga like Diddy.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Yeah, I'm a hustler, baby. Insurance policies and then I fuck 'em, baby.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
A nigga like Jigga, happy Beyonce screaming SK took my nigga.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
What's talking that shit?
I'm a bad ass bitch.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Girl, I'm a bad ass bitch.
What's talking that shit?
I'm a bad ass bitch.
I'm a bad ass bitch.
Girl,
I got money in the bank.
I'm a bad bitch and I can take it.
I got money in the bank.
I'm a bad bitch and I can take it.
I got money in the bank.
I'm a bad bitch and I can take it.
I got money in the bank.
I'm a bad bitch and I can take it. You chillin' at the boy, having niggas finish shit. You's a bad
mean, what do y'all think about that track right there? That's what it's like.
We all bad bitches. I love that shit. Hey. Hey.
We have some more callers calling in right now, too. What do you think about that, Scoop? What do you think about SKG new joint right there?
Oh, that's a banger right there. That's a banger. That nigga needs ya.
That's right. Where are you selling all your music?
That's our power right there.
SKG, where can we find your music?
They can go to my website, femalerappersKG.com. It's real simple. It's just how it sounds, femalerappersKG.com, and they can download my music for free on there.
Caller 3206, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
That's good. I was in the vaccine field on a sexy Saturday.
That's what I'm
talking about, because you were giving two turns over here. You took me away from doing my homework, and I was like, I have to call in LA Dream the Show because it's so turns up.
Man, that's what's up. You know, we having a party for Friday. Happy Friday to everybody. I know y'all still in recovery from 4th of July, you know, so we trying to get back turned up again for this weekend, you know. I mean, we got SKG in the building, you know, she's doing her thing, got her music out, got her books going, you know, strong, and, you know, just inspiring all the female artists out there to really get on their grind and hustle and, you know, and just be inspired. And all the male listeners out there, to all the indie artists in general, you know. Just, you know, she put us up on a lot of games during this show today, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, though.
Exactly. You know, we down for the whole female movement in general. You feel me? Single, not single, with kids, without kids. Every female that's on their grind and on their hustle right now, doing whatever they're doing, you know, it's a female movement. We got to get it popping. We can't be worried about these men and, be, you know, holding on to their coattails. We got to be our own boss.
That's right. That's right. Boss in your own right. Whatever you're doing out there, making it happen for yourself, grinding, hustling, doing what you do best, you know what I'm saying? Keep pushing it, you know, and don't let nobody stop you. That's what it is, you know. I mean, we getting it in right here, though, you know.
It's only Bang Out. You dig? It's only on Bang Out. You get the realest of the real. And we, you know, us as females, we got to represent and be real because there's too many fake bitches out here. You feel me? Like, too many fakeness going on in the world right now. And the economy is at its hardship that it is right now. You got to be real. We have to be
That's
real
it.
And come to the realization that we in hard times right now, and we got to worry about ourselves and worry about our family and take responsibilities and do what we got to do to survive.
That's
and you
right.
know what I'm saying? Now, you know what kills me is how rappers act like they asses ain't in a recession. If you ain't Diddy, if you ain't Jay-Z, if you ain't Snoop when you getting bread, nigga, you in a recession like everybody else. But when you see them, they just act so Hollywood shit. I mean, like I said, I got all my stuff and I'm good, but I'm still in a recession. I got mouths to feed in my household. You know what I'm saying? And even with that being said, rappers need to come together and do shit for the community. West Coast artists especially, we need to be having stuff for the community, having stuff to help people. Like even the artists that have money, they can do a let's pay like run a radio campaign where they're paying people bills for a month or just helping somebody with a hardship, you know? But I mean, I don't know. People in the West don't do stuff like that.
I mean that's important that you brought that up, and you know, and why people not keeping it real that's out there in the music industry, you know, and they have all these different people that's looking up at them, and all we see is the fancy cars and the jewelry, and we think, you know, we can just cut that one hot track and just get it in like that, and then it don't happen that way, and we don't know how to add up the dividends and the royalties and what we got to pay out and all that. Once we don't have that reality check, we don't know. So I'm glad that you said that, you know, because, I mean, it's all glitz and glam what you see on TV, but, I mean, that's actual and factual what you're talking about right there, you know.
I mean, that's real. That's like, right. this one girl told me, and not even to, like, be ghetto, but she was just like,
Oh, so you, because we were having a general conversation, and she was like, oh, you're in a Mercedes, and you talking about food stamps. I'm like, honey, I got 7 mouths to feed in my house. What does that have to do with anything? Hell yeah, I'll go get some food stamps if I need them. It's no shame in my game. It's survival. I don't do stuff for the glitz and glam to be better than people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still run my business, but you still have to survive in this world, in this system that they designed for us. You.
Exactly. That's so true.
That's some real talk
but
right
so,
there.
Like, people who are getting government assistance, getting food stamps and stuff like that, they playing it as if they doing it. Then they stay on it like if that's their only means, their only income. You know what I mean? They're comfortable with that situation. I mean, that's there to help you and support you so you can get back on your feet, so you can do you, not to sit there and live the life and just receive that cash without no worries. You know what I mean? It's like, yes. I don't like people that are just having government assistance being on food stamps and then just is like, oh, well, this is a guaranteed money. I don't got to do nothing. Just get this check or, you know, get the money in my card and let's go flight and we call it a day. No, it's there to
that's
help
right.
you and support you. It's not
they
there for you
sure,
to live.
They for sure ain't making it that easy like that no more, you know, because in a minute all that's going to be cut out, so you better get what you can get right now. You know what I'm saying? It's another caller calling in, 1988. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's the deal, ladies? It's Chuck Swag in the building.
What's up with it, Chuck Swag? I got my girl SKG in the building doing it
big
on Bang Out Radio.
Man, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all listeners out there something real quick. If y'all wasn't listening to this show from the beginning, she just preached out there. Somebody called the rap Holy Ghost out there because she just preached a whole lot of some shit that y'all
Amen.
Need to hear, like, real
Amen.
Talk. Like, it made me stop. I was in the middle of mastering some music, and it made me stop. Like, whoa, let me tune in. Let me really listen to what she's saying. Because she just really dropped some knowledge on a whole lot of people that's not really understanding what the game is really about. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people think it's just so easy to really get into this thing we call hip-hop. Like, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. And it's stuff you got to know and it's stuff you got to learn. Like, in my 10 years of experience, no deal, I'm still learning. Like, you know what I'm saying? I learned a lot just from listening. Like, she dropped some mad knowledge that I think half of the people that's trying to get in the industry and half the people that's in the industry needed to hear. Because ain't nobody else telling the truth, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody think you could just make a bubblegum dance song or, you know what I'm saying, you think you popping and then you got your little deal with you, No, it's more than that. You know what I'm saying? People need to fall in love with their craft. They need to master their shit. They need to know what they're doing. They need to know what the business is about. And plus, they need to do it for the right reasons. You know what I'm saying? They need to do this shit for the right reasons. I don't do music because I want to get paid or this is going to be my way out of the hood. No, this is what I love to do. Like, if I'm an old nigga that don't never get a deal and I'm just sitting up in my room still making beats and still making songs, that's what I do because I do it for the love. If you don't do it for the love, where do you have the respect for what you do?
That's right. SKG, you still live on Big Out Radio, mommy.
Big ups to you for preaching to that, though. Like that's big ups. Like, y'all need to hear that. Like, if y'all didn't hear it today, you need to go on the internet and listen to it tomorrow and the day after. Then wake up and listen to that shit because that's real talk. Like, you know
that's
what I'm
real.
Saying? Like, I had to put my whole promote myself for the side. Usually I come on and, you know, talk my shit, but now I got to be real this episode, like, on some real shit. Like, that hit home.
That's
if
right.
You,
I mean,
real, if you
I
real,
appreciate
you feeling
that. You know, cause you, I mean, you saying some real stuff right there. I mean, SKG, you know, she got a lot of insight on, you know, this whole industry. I really like to bring people on the show that, you know, that's inspiring indie artists or just independent indie artists, but, like, somebody like this is a good, like, this lady right here is a good commodity to the show because she's going to give that real insight that everybody can understand and get a chance to, you know, learn something from, you know?
For real.
And that's what, you know, I respect that, you know?
Now that I got business out the way, I also wanted to say, shout out to Meal Ticket ENT. We're going to be doing something real big soon. Black Forest, of course, you know, I got some singles out right now that's floating around on Hawkshare. Y'all check them out. Also, I made this statement on West Good Wednesday, so I'm going to go ahead and make this statement on Friday. I'm delivering body bags. Like, whoever want to freestyle battle me, whichever show you want to do it on, you call in, because I'm going to call in, and I'm ready for it. Like, it's body bag season, because I'm just feeling like in a mood just where I just need to rip up anybody that's come, that's ready to come with it. So it's all love at the end of the day, but it's body bag season. I just feel like, you know, zipping up some people. So if you got talent, if you don't care if you're female, male, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I show love, but it's body bag at the end of the battle. Just understand that. So that's all I had to say about it. It's just, you know, whoever wanted, I could be on Twisted Tuesdays, I could be on West Good Wednesdays, or I could be on this radio, on this Friday show.
That's
like real talk. I'm gonna call in all 3 days. So you got 3 days to write whatever you gonna write, say whatever you gonna say, because I will be calling in. And I will be looking for whoever wants it. It's body bag season, so let's get it in.
Oh yeah, hey, Jack, thank you for letting me know, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm about to hit up all my best freestylers and make sure they call into the show.
Yes, please call into the show, because it's body bag season.
I'm trying to get Nas to call in for you.
Man, if Nas call, I ain't gonna take that, because he's gonna body bag me. I ain't gonna do that. That's like battling Jay Z. Like, I already know I lost.
Man,
now, somebody I don't know.
I don't know. I think SKG, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good, because I had got knocked out and I have to call back, so okay.
Oh, you
okay.
Well, I hope she heard everything I said to her. If she didn't, just go back later.
I heard everything. No, I heard everything, and I think I have a cousin who want to do the body bag freestyle with you.
I was really saying before the body bag invitation, but if you heard that part, that's
cool,
too.
Heard everything else. No, you know what I did? I heard everything else she said.
Hey, man, I mean, you just opened up a whole nother door, man.
I'm about to turn it into URL. This is about to be the ultimate rap league in a minute. I'm going to be the next Hitman Holler, man. It's like, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
I'm not playing. This is body bag season. It's summer. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to put their music out. And, like, I shot out the West Coast much love. But it's a lot of people out here in the West Coast that, frankly... 85%
you know
of y'all, I think pretty. Yeah.
You know what you could probably do too, since you do have Vanguard Radio, because for the Rep Your City DVD with the mixtape, you know, we have to go to different cities. So even if you know artists in different cities that's hot, you know, you can just shoot them our way and we can go film them and stuff. We're really
yeah,
honored
yeah,
for other
yeah.
artists as well.
Definitely do
that's
that. Y'all come to Gardena and show some love. Like come to Compton. I got people in Compton. I got people in Inglewood. I got people everywhere. Like, pretty much this Black Forest movement is going strong. Like, it's Black Forest get ready to get lost. Like, you know, we as dangerous species of real MCs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the whole movement. Like, we ain't trying to sell you no dream. We ain't trying to get on for no quick buck. We just doing what we do best, and that's to make music. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Hey, SKG, I definitely want to follow you and what you're doing with your whole video, your Rep Your City thing that you got going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm also like looking into that whole aspect of interviewing people. I love interviewing people live. You know what I'm saying? And
she really
I
do like no lie.
I want to follow you with that too. You know what I'm saying? My girl Topaz with Shay, she got something that she's doing with that too. You know, and I will personally send you some artists. You know what I'm saying? I would definitely send you some artists
wherever you want them from, you know, because I'm connected everywhere. So I'll definitely send some artists your way. How do we get some footage to you?
You said how do you get the footage?
Yeah, the footage to you, or you guys are gonna go out and get footage, or you want to send?
I can email all the details to you with the website and everything, and then I'll email you some information that you could post on your site as well.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, definitely. I think that's dope right there, you know, that you got it going on with that whole thing, you know.
Yeah, that's real cool because, like, that's some exposure that's needed. Like real talk, like, I ain't going to lie, mamas, like, I didn't even know you did all, like, just from what you, you know, was talking about on the show today, just giving your background, like, I had no idea. And I'm an avid listener to, you know what I'm saying, everything that from the death row, like I listen to all type of music. Like I go back, like I take back roots. So people think I'm old. I'm 32 half the time. Everything I listen to, and I had no idea that you did all of this work, especially with death row. So, you know, just hearing your song today, like, okay, like, oh, she's hot. Like you got mass skills.
Thank you.
And you rolling the Benz too, but you married, so you know too. You know, you know, you get the divorce, you know, hard, brother. Nah, I'm just playing, but real talk though, you definitely got skills, and check me out on Reverb Nation Chalk Swag. You can also check me out on Facebook. You know, I got downloadable music on Hawkshare.
Facebook name?
Chalk Swag Black Forest. That's my whole Facebook name. And then my Facebook music page is just Chalk Swag, separate. And my Reverb Nation is Chalk Swag. So
okay.
Check it out. And you know, I got other projects coming up. You know, maybe we collab. I also got like with Black Forest, we're getting ready to AF1, one of our groups inside of Black Forest, getting ready to release the Fast Food mixtape. So be looking out for that. We definitely gonna you know, throw you some good music.
Okay,
that's great. Well, that's what's up with it. You know, I mean, sure, we got like 10 minutes left in the show, you know, and I just want to thank my girl SKG for coming through with all the busyness that you got going on in your career right now and your family
Thanks
life
for
and everything.
Oh, yeah.
This guy over here is crazy. I mean, I appreciate you coming through. You know, you are such a big inspiration. I will be following you and your career, and like I've been doing all this time. You know, I really like, you know, I feel blessed, you know, to just to be able to even be sitting here having an interview with somebody who I used to be listening to like 10 years ago and just admiring their work. You know what I'm saying? And I got.
Don't you feel old now, Jordan?
Huh?
Don't you feel old now? Just think about it like, dang, I'm old.
I feel better. I don't feel old. I feel better. Because at the same time, like, I never had the insight about the whole music industry that I have now, so I'm kind of glad that I'm starting off where I am now. You know what I'm saying? And I look at artists like her, you know, as an inspiration to other artists to get out there and do what they got to do. But, you know, the shows are actually wonderful, and I'm trying to see if I can get at one of your shows in L.A., again, and I was that chick in the hot pink dress at the female hip hop. I kept hopping over the VIP side back into the regular side because I was trying to see your performance. And then next thing I know, you dashed the floor, and I couldn't find you. But the next award show that
you was doing the most, huh? Just trying to see this.
Yeah, I mean. I was on my grind that day at the Female Hip Hop Honors Award. I got a chance to meet Ms. Toy and a lot of other ones. Who else? Medusa, a group of them, you know, and Ms. Law. But, like, in person, when I went around to try to get you, you were gone already. You did your business.
And you know, I was so excited to meet Medusa. I love Medusa. I love her music. I love her style. I just love everything about her. She is such a great artist, man. She's a great artist.
And she's very creative.
Yeah, she was dragging it out up there at that award show. I was like, dang, they're going to do stuff. And, I mean, it's a blessing just to even be in this industry where you can, you know, meet people and just get a chance to converse, get their insight, you know, on certain things, you know, and just follow them, you know. So you always going to have support from Bang Out Radio, you know, anytime you ever want to come through. And just let us know what you got going on. You know, we are open ear and we in everybody's ear, so we'll be getting the message across to all the listeners from coast to coast.
I want y'all females to know that y'all really is setting the tone for the next couple of years, because as tainted as most of the music is now, if don't nobody bring back the realness into it, y'all gonna take over and make that happen, because it's just too many of y'all out here that's doing the right thing for the people that's doing the wrong thing to just mess it all up. You know what I'm saying? Wayne said it once. He said he was trying to rebirth. He was the rebirth of hip hop. So now we need to take it in advantage to say, nah, not one person is the rebirth of hip hop, but a whole nation of people is the rebirth of hip hop. Because it only
takes. He said, who is the rebirth of hip hop?
Wayne said it once in his own words. Now, I ain't got nothing against Wayne. Lil Wayne is a talented artist. I ain't got nothing against him. But that's a false statement to me, because just because you just a poppin'est rapper don't mean you rebirthed the game of hip-hop. It take more than just one. It take many artists of many talents and many calibers, even though it is one that can set the tone, it still takes many. So to know that there's so many female MCs out there, y'all carry the torch for the next generation of hip-hop. Like, if you look at all the great female MCs, from MC Light to Roxanne Shanté to, you know what I'm saying? Like, the list goes on, from Queen Latifah. Like, a lot of people don't even realize. Yo-Yo, Lady of Rage, these are people that, in the back of everybody else's mind, they was probably like the last, they was like a cool popping female from right now and right then and there. But real talk, they set the tone for the Nicki Minaj's and the Foxy Browns, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lil' Kim, yeah, she set the tone too, but there was the great pioneers before them, you know what I'm saying? The people that set the tone. So now so many of y'all going to just take over, like, real talk. I'm going to sit back and just, you know, watch y'all, because, you know, most of y'all bad, too. I can't, you know, what I'm going to do, just get mad because y'all taking over the hip-hop game? I'm going to just watch y'all and suck on my fingers a little bit and watch how y'all work the game. Because
wow,
y'all just awesome.
Great.
And I think y'all need to smell yourselves, because you know why? Y'all the shit.
Oh, that's a tight metaphor right there. Man. I mean, that's what's up. I mean, I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? Especially coming from a guy, you know, that means a lot. We got a track right here that I didn't really get a chance to play through, you know, and we got like 6 minutes left in the show. So, SKG, I would like to know, can you tell us a little bit about this track right here? It's called Watch Me Do My Thing.
Hey.
Yeah, I recorded that track. One of my friends, Rob, in his studio, and he had an artist, I guess he is a radio, he works at the radio station in Lancaster, that he thought would be good for this song. So he called him to the studio, and he's on the track, and, you know, we put it on the mixtape.
Okay, well, that's what it is. I'm digging everything that you got going on. And your grind and hustle, you know, obviously is paying off, you know, and you keep setting the standards, you know, in the game for the female MCs, you know. And I just want to shout you out because, you know, not just that, but like as a West Coast female artist, you know, I don't feel that female artists, you know, on the West Coast ever get a chance to be on the platform they deserve. But it is a lot of them out there grinding and hustling, and you are one of them. You know, I admire you for everything that you're doing. You, Miss Toy, y'all get in. You, I've learned a lot from you. I learned a lot from Miss Toy. I'm just talking about the chicks that I've met personally that I really look up to, you know what I'm saying? And y'all really getting it in, you know what I'm saying? And I dig all of that, you know. So just keep on doing what you're doing and inspiring everybody,
you know. And I got this track right here, everybody. So we about to bump this right here on Bang Out Radio. If you got any comments about the show, make sure you leave them on my Facebook wall, you know. And definitely, you know, I'll definitely get the messages over to my girl, SKG, doing it right, way, way big right now in the game.
And your boy Shock Swag is signing off, man. Good show. Check me out, Chalk Swag Black Forest on Facebook. Check out the Reverb Nation Chalk Swag. And also check out Hulk Share for Chalk Swag. Black Forest, get with it, get lost. Bow!
Bam.
Watch me do my thing. I got these holes open. I'm riding drugs with pistols like the street that I'm smoking. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. I got these holes open. Watch me do my thing. 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 Like the street that I'm smoking. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. I got these holes open. Watch me do my thing. Watch me.
Watch me do my thing, bitches stay human like a stalker, tryna see the next shit I'm copping while they mouth dropping. Watch me do my thing, got that baby daddy talking, staring bitches mad cause they niggas they comparing me. SK, bad bitch, double D's, I get it how I live it, class obsession, silly bitches pay attention. Been making moves like a killer who's loose, like the Bible on the truth, like Korea I got truth. Heard I got them going crazy like a patient at a psych ward. Heard I got them feel like I'm a genie or a first
lord.
I think I'm big me, no I'm choosing legit. Got the money, got the real estate and fuck the Gucci. You got my money, you got my bread, you got my guap, why that's your head. I'm in the game putting haters to shame, have them hurting like a migraine every time they hear my name.
Yeah, okay, watch me do my thing, nigga. I'm getting dollars, I ain't never gon' change, nigga. I talk money, we ain't never spoke the same, nigga. The coupe new, the crib new, but I'm the same, nigga. Popping bottles in the club all day, nigga. With gold bottles, go get us and some gold diggers. It's big money, we ain't fucking with you broke niggas. Cause we boss, niggas, so get split. But I'm getting higher. Got enough grow to last about three lighters. Keep the pussy way up, something like a geyser. Fuck them till they ass passed out like a flyer. Bubba Kush flip flip, keeping me level headed. Bad bitch head game, keeping me educated. Niggas looking at me and I know that they gotta hate it. But I ain't worried about them, cause it's fuck what them niggas say. Cause I don't even see them, cause the money is in the way.
What it is. Shout out to all the listeners, the indie artists everywhere. Please submit your music to ladrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Shout out to my girl YVE listening in from Inglewood, LA area. That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody from coast to coast that loves the female MC movement. Keep supporting your female rappers, and that's what it is. God bless.
Bow.